KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The Alaska Humanities Forum faces a massive cut to its budget after the Trump administration's slashing of the National Endowment for the Humanities. The more than 50-year-old organization uses federal money, combined with the matching of dollars from local grants and donations, to fund programs around the state aimed at bringing communities together. Cameron Perez-Verdia is president and CEO of the Humanities Forum.
Youth programs that are happening around the state, it's programs that are doing language preservation, it's grants that are doing historical projects.
Last Wednesday, the forum received a letter from the National Endowment for the Humanities that its federal grant, totaling about $900,000, was terminated, effective April 1st. Perez-Verdia says the short notice is troubling, and his organization is exploring legal options to get its funding restored.
We believe that this is an illegal action. It's funding that was already granted. Our organization and all of these councils are in charter, so these are in our U.S. law that our organization exists and gets funded.
He says if the funding isn't restored, it would be very difficult to raise local funds to make up the loss.
To be able to raise this kind of money is going to be really challenging. We as an organization would have to restructure significantly, and we would lose a lot.
Representatives from the offices of Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan and Congressman Nick Begich did not immediately respond to a request for comment. However, Perez-Verdia says the state's congressional delegation has expressed support for the Alaska Humanities Forum, and he believes the funding will be restored. A Sitka man was arrested on Friday on assault charges after allegedly brandishing a pellet gun in a local grocery store parking lot. According to court documents, just before 2 p.m. on Friday, Sitka police received several 911 calls reporting a man pointing a pistol at another man at the bus stop next to the AC Lakeside grocery store. The man, later identified as 43-year-old Jonathan Gordon, allegedly pulled up next to the bus stop in his red pickup truck, got out of his vehicle, and engaged in a fight with the man. He then pulled a pistol from his pocket and pointed it at the man, who ran away, passing several witnesses. Gordon pointed his gun in the direction of one of the witnesses before fleeing the scene in his truck. Police located Gordon driving on Cascade Creek Road, pulled him over, and in a search, found a black air-powered pellet pistol. Gordon was arrested and charged with assault in the third degree, a Class C felony. A preliminary hearing in his case is scheduled for the end of April. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
GCI, providing telecommunication services to tribal health organizations and nonprofit rural health providers, enabling telehealth services for Alaskans. More at gci.com/healthcare.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression.
This is Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The Trump administration is dismantling a federal office that funds programs for seniors and people with disabilities across Alaska. Organizations that serve those populations in Southeast specifically say the move is among several recent federal actions, calling into question the fate of crucial services, such as senior rides and meals. For the Alaska Desk, Avery Elfelt has the story.
It's lunchtime on a Wednesday, and there's a steady hum of chatter at the Haynes Clequan Senior Center. On the menu today, lasagna, apricot salad, steamed veggies, and bread, all of which cost just $5 for those who can afford to pay. Haynes resident David Kolstad is sitting at a long table chatting with friends. He says the space is a crucial social outlet.
Three meals a week I don't have to cook, and it's a good social. I come almost an hour early every day, and we sit around and shoot the breeze.
Crystal Verham, who manages the center, said Kolstad isn't alone.
A lot of them say that this is the only thing that they do, their only outlet, their only way to get rides, and for some, it's their only way to get a cooked meal.
The center provides hundreds of meals in Haines each month. It's operated by Catholic Community Service, a Juneau-based nonprofit that offers lunch, rides, and more for seniors and people with disabilities in Southeast. It's largely grant-funded, including by the Administration for Community Living, or ACL, an office within the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, or at least the office used to be. The Trump administration said late last month it's dismantling the office and integrating its, quote, critical programs elsewhere. The announcement also said thousands of department employees would be cut, including a significant portion of ACL staff. Erin Walker-Tolis is the director of Catholic Community Service. She says the move is among several Trump policies fueling uncertainty.
We're just concerned that about additional cuts and lack of resources from the administration, because community need is only growing as the senior population continues to grow in Southeast.
Walker-Tolis says it remains unclear what the reshuffling will actually mean, and she assumes funding will be administered in another way. But the lack of clarity has its own consequences, she says. That's especially concerning in Southeast, where the population is older than most of the state. Haines specifically has long held the title of being Alaska's oldest borough.
I'm fine with streamlining and reducing the admin burden and the amount of resources it takes to administer so that more money goes towards people getting helped. But as these changes come through, there is no plan that we are aware of to ensure that things are simpler. Instead, it's more work.
More simply put, Walker-Tolis says,
it is chaos.
The Trump administration's firings and program cuts could affect other vulnerable groups, too. Southeast Alaska Independent Living, for instance, provides a bevy of services, including in Haines. Among them, supporting students with disabilities as they transition into adulthood, and loaning out walkers, crutches, and wheelchairs. A report from last year says 20% of the organization is federally funded, at least some of which comes from ACL. There's also Reach, Inc., a Juneau-based nonprofit that supports people with disabilities. The group doesn't get funding from ACL, but it does from another federal agency that focuses on Medicaid and Medicare that reportedly lost 300 employees to layoffs. Back at lunch in the senior center, Donald Poling, who's 82 and has lived in Haines with his wife, Dottie, since the 1990s, is eager to chat. He says they heavily rely on the facility's services, including for rides to the ferry and airport when they leave town to seek medical care. When asked what he makes of the recent announcement, Poling makes one thing clear. He's not a fan of Elon Musk, who has been leading White House efforts to downsize the government. In Haines, I'm Avery Elfeld.
This is Alaska Public Media.
When the little bluebird, who has never said a word, starts to sing, spring, spring. When the little blue bell in the bottom of the dell starts to ring, ding, ding. When the little blue clerk in the middle of his work starts a tune to the moon up above. It is nature, that's all, simply telling us to fall in love. And that's why birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets do it. Lithuanians, and let's do it, let's do it, let's fall in love. The Dutch in old Amsterdam do it, not to mention the Finns. Folks in Siam do it, think of Siamese twins. Some Argentines without means do it. People say in Boston even beans do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Romantic sponges, they say, do it. Oysters down in Oyster Bay do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. God clams against their wish do it. Even lazy jellyfish do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Electric eels, I might add, do it. Though it shocks them, I know. Why ask if shad do it? Way to bring me shad roe in shallow shoals. English souls do it. Goldfish in the privacy of bowls do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love.
And good morning, everybody out here in Southwest Alaska. Another day in paradise. You want to know why I call it paradise, everybody? Why it's paradise? I can sum it up in, what, 5 or 6 words. Life is full of wonder, no matter where we are. I mean, it's a rainbow. I mean, the tides come in, the tide goes out. We have storms. We have beautiful days. I mean, the wonder. It's paradise. So we'll start out with Waylon Jennings with Can't You See? After that, Hank Williams Jr. with I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. Little Merle Haggard after that. Oh boy, they got a lineup here, the big ones. White Line Fever.
Ain't you see? What that woman Did you hear that lonesome whippoorwill? He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is winding low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've never seen a night so long. When time goes crawling by, the moon just went behind a cloud to hide its face and cry. Did you ever see a robin weep when leaves begin to die? That means he's lost the will to live. I'm so lonesome I could cry. The silence of a falling star lights up a purple sky. And as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could.
White line fever, a sickness born down deep within my soul. White line fever, the years keep flying by like the highline pole. Wrinkles in my forehead show the miles I put behind me, and they continue to remind me how fast I'm growing old. Guess I'll die with this fever in my soul. I wonder just what makes a man keep pushing on? What makes me keep on humming this old highway song? I've been coast to coast 100 times or more, and I ain't found one single place where I ain't been before. White line fever, a sickness born down deep within my soul. White line fever, the years keep flying by like the highline pole. The wrinkles in my forehead show the miles I put behind me, and they continue to remind me how fast I'm growing old. Guess I'll die with this fever in my soul. Why?
Now, we'll stay with Merle for a little while. The first one, they got Natural High. That's Merle Haggard and Janie Frick. Now, Natural High, Lynn Ronstadt did a dynamite job with that one. Some other artists have, too. And then we have Reasons to Quit. That's Merle and Willie. And then Are the Good Times Really Over? That's Merle Haggard solo. Here's Merle and Janie Frick.
You stayed with me through thick and thin. You watched me lose, you watched me win. You picked me up off of the ground. You never one time let me down. And you put me on a natural high, and I can fly, I can fly. I was drowning in a sea of make-believe, as helpless as a falling leaf. You gave your hand to me that day, and you did it 'cause you're made that way. And you put me on a natural high, and I can fly, I can fly. Feeling show you love me, and you let me know. Darling, just remember these three words. I love you,
I love you,
I love you, I love you. And you put me on a natural high, and I can fly,
fly,
I can fly. And you put me on a natural high, and I can fly, I can fly. Sober, my old friends don't come around much anymore. Reasons to quit, the low is always lower than the high, and the reasons to quit don't outnumber all. So we keep smoking and we keep drinking, having fun and never thinking, laughing at the price tag that we pay. And we keep roaring down the fast lane.
be sober. I need to write some new songs that will rhyme. Reasons to quit, they have no rhyme or reason when you're high. And the reasons to quit don't outnumber all the reasons why. Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? A chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over? Wish Coke was still cola, and a joint was a bad place to be. And it was back before Nixon lied to us all on TV. Before microwave ovens, when a girl could still cook and still would. Best of the free life behind us now. Are the good times really over for good? I've been rolling down a hill like a snowball headed for hell. With no kind of chance for the flag, the liberty. Wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. It's the best of the free life behind. just now? Are the good times really over for good? Stop rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. Stand up for the flag and let's all ring the liberty bell. Let's make a Ford and a Chevy that'll still last 10 years like they should. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Yeah, through my wanderings in music, Merle Haggard wrote "Okie from Muskogee." It's not from his point of view, but from his dad's. That's why he wrote it. It's a great song. We'll hear that next. And then the next one after that is for you, Chopper. Hank Williams Jr., Family Tradition. Then some Kitty Wells with Touch and Go Heart.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. We like living right, being free. We don't make a party out of loving. We like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, and white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. Hey! Leather boots are still in style for manly footwear. Beads and Roman sandals won't be seen. Football's still the roughest thing on campus, and the kids here still respect the college dean. All together, everybody. I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. Thank you. A place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, by golly. And white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse in Muskogee, Oklahoma, USA.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Here's a brand new record that's much on the same thought. We hope that you like it as much as you did Muskogee, and maybe it covers even a little wider area. Talks about the flag again, and I remember Tommy Collins telling me yesterday that if he would have dropped the flag when he was holding the flag in school, that they would have lost their right to recess. And I hope that's all we lose is our right.
Country music singers have always been a real close family. But lately, some of my kinfolk
disowned a few others in me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition. They get on me and want to know, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the songs that you wrote? Over and over, everybody made my prediction. So if I get stoned, I'm just carrying on an old family tradition. I am very proud of my daddy's name. Although his kind of music and mine ain't exactly the same.
Thank you. touch and go. That's how your love is. First you're mine, and then we're apart. Even though I know what your game is, I still cling to your touch and go hard. There's someone new, though I know how hopeless my chances. I'm just a slave for your touch and go hard.
Yeah, the first female Western superstar, Kitty Wells. Now we have Kris Kristofferson, one of my favorite. Best of all possible worlds. As a philosophy student, that came up a lot. After that, we have Conway Twitty with What Am I Living For? And then Jeff Bates with One Thing.
I was running through the summer rain, trying to catch the evening train and kill that old familiar pain, weaving through my tangled brain. But when I tipped my bottle back, I smacked into a cop I didn't see. That policeman said, Mr. Cool, if you ain't drunk, then you're a fool. I said, if that's against the law, tell me why I never saw a man locked in that jail of yours who wasn't just as low-down poor as me. Well, that was when someone turned out the lights, and I wound up in jail to spend the night and dream of all the whining lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds. Well, I woke up next morning feeling like my head was gone and like my thick old tongue was licking something sick and wrong. And I told that man I'd sell my soul, something wet and cold is that old cell. That kindly jailer grinned at me, all eaten up with sympathy, then poured himself another beer and came and whispered in my ear, if booze was just a dime a bottle, boy, you couldn't even buy the smell. I said I knew there was something I liked about this town, but it takes more than that to bring me down, 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 'cause there's still a lot of wine and lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds. Well, they finally came and told me they was gonna set me free, and I'd be leaving town if I knew what was good for me. I said it's nice to learn that everybody's so concerned about my health. I said I won't be leaving no more quicker than I can, 'cause I've enjoyed about as much of this as I can stand, and I don't need this town of yours more than I never needed nothing else, 'cause there's still a lot of drinks that I ain't drunk, lots of pretty thoughts that I ain't thought. Oh yeah, Lord, there's still so many lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds.
If not for you, what am I living for? If not for you, what am I living for? If not for you, baby, nobody else will do. Well, what am I longing for?
each lonely night, to feel your lips close to mine and hold you tight. Will you be my all in love, my whole life through? Baby, nobody else, nobody else will do. Well, I want you close to me, that's all I know. And I want you all the time, 'cause darling, I love you so. What am I living for, if not for you? What am I living for, if not for you? What am I living for, if not for you? Baby, nobody else, nobody else will do. Well, I want you close to me, that's all I know. And I want you all the time, 'cause darling, I love you so. Oh, what am I living for, if not for you? What am I living for, if not for you? Yes, what am I living for, if not for you? Baby, nobody else, nobody else will do. Baby, nobody else, nobody else will do.
I wasn't put here on this earth to work like I do all week. I don't live to punch that clock and come home and eat and sleep. I was made for something more, and God's made it pretty clear. I'm only here for one thing and one thing. This life and never even know the reason they're alive. Oh, and then it's time to go. But I don't ever have to wonder, 'cause baby, when you're near, I know I'm here for one thing and one thing.
Hello.
Yeah, you on this one, Chop? I got two more for you. Friends in Low Places, Garth Brooks. Another one by Garth Brooks, too. Long Neck Bottle. This will take us to the top of the hour. Good morning, Chop.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got friends in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene, just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on soul. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places. Long neck bottle,
let go my hand.
Won't you box down, stop playing that song again. 'Cause there's a girl at home who loves me, you know she won't understand. Long neck bottle,
let go my hand.
Thank you.
just can't learn. Long neck bottle,
let go my hand.
Hand shoot box down, stop playing that song again. There's a girl at home who loves you, you know she won't understand. Long neck bottle,
let go my hand.
Coming up to the top of the hour, we have enough time to fit this whole Benny Goodman in. Stomping at the Savoy.